daughter. And she needed Shiva Kriya. And then, before she had a chance to count Shiva Kriya, she gave birth to a baby. And then, in the middle of the first 7 or 14 days, when she's mayor, 2 months later, she happens not to have any done. Can she count those days? Those days are coming anyway, but she doesn't have any done then. Can those days count for the Shivani King? So we mentioned last week that it's a machlokes Abai Zerovna, and a machlokes Rashi and the Rabbeinu Tam, whether this is one of the Yalki Gam. Rabbeinu Tam says this is the Lamed of Yalki Gam. Rabbeinu Tam says this is the Lamed of Yalki Gam Leidosa. And Rashi says that it's not correct, that the Lamed is Lechi Ho'im and Me'eva. So by mistake last week I mentioned that I made a mistake that the Shulchan Aruch passed like the Rabbeinu Tam in this case, Lechumah. So David pointed out that it's not so. The Shulchan Aruch passes the Kula, like Rashi. So the Beferish that the din is that it is Eilam. Okay, Megel Aleph comes up sometimes. But the Yoledes can start counting the Shivani Kim in the middle of the first 7 or 14 days, or she has to wait till after the Melei Dosa Aruch. The Chumash has in the beginning of Parshas Mitzorah, the din of Taharas HaMitzorah. Mitzora is one of the people who is considered a Mechusri Kapora. Mechusri Kippurim is a person who is Tamei, and in order to become Tohor, it's not sufficient that he should be Tovel in the Mikveh and then follow up the Tzvi in the Mikveh with the higher Shemesh. He's required to bring a Korban as well. Who are the other Mechusri Kapora? We have a Zav and a Gava, a Yoledet and a Mitzora. These are the Abba Mechusri Kapora. That's the name of the Peret. Peret Abba Mechusri Kapora. There are 4 Mechusri Kippurim. Then the next Tana adds on, there's another one who's like a Mechusri Kippurim, a Ger. A Ger is not that he's Tomei. Not that he's Tomei and he needs the Korban in order to complete his Tahara. Nachri is not Tomei at all. When he becomes a Yisrael, when he was a Nachri, he was Tomei, he becomes a Yisrael, he's cut in Shanarva, so for sure he's Tomei. But the Ger needs the Korban not for Kapara purposes, but rather able to be Mashlin his Gerus. And the Mishnah says as well, Nozir. A Nazir has to bring a Korban in order to be matir himself. To have tiglachas and to drink yayin and to be matami the nation. So the Mishnah has a machlokes satanaim, how many Mechusri Kippurim there are. It's not a machlokes everybody agrees to the fact. It's just a question how you label it. It's not afkamin al alaf al khair. These 4 are Mechusri Kippurim in the sense that the Korban is going with the Tara. And then by the Nazir and the Ger, it's a different thing. By the Nazir, it's a matir. And by the Ger, it's completely given.
So
Ger can go into the Bishan. Anachri can also go into the Bishan. In the days of the Bai Sheni, they put up a sign that didn't allow Goyim to enter into the Azor. That was a Chumra Midi Rabbanan. That's not a real Zinda Reis. It means that that Chumra Midi Rabbanan apply to the Ger. I don't know. The Brisa says in Priestess, in the beginning of Abba Mechusri Kippurim, that's where the Gemara has not all of the dinim, a lot of the dinim of Geirus, and of Ches, and of Tes, and Krisus, and in Perak HaChayla, to Yivans, all the dinim of Geirus. So the Gemara quotes at the Sefer there, which the Rambam quotes from Aloha, that the Geir, who was more the top of the Shem Geirus, and he's in Kabbalah of Mitzvahs, and he's Jewish, and he's tied in Mitzvahs 100%, like a regular Yisrael Gomor, is not permitted to eat korbanos. He's considered an offer in that sense. An offer is not permitted to participate in Achilas Kachin Kam. Such a Kachin, even in Israel, can eat. Unless he's a male Kohen. Even a female Kohen is not permitted to eat. A Bas Kohen. Bas Kohen could get the first Aliyah in a women's minion, but she can't eat such a Kachin. A Kachin. There's a Kachin against her. Only Zichri Kuna. And an offer is not permitted to eat Kachin Kalim. So the Gershon is guy who is not permitted to eat Kachin Kalim. Until he brings his korban. I'm a close that long, but as far as entering the Beit HaMikdash, as far as that Issa the Rabbana. There is rather a difference, may be a difference, whether you label them as Mechusri Kippurim. The Gemara has in the Dorim, on Daf Lamed Hem Adei, Hakol Tzrichim Das Chutz Mechusri Kippurim. The Gemara says when you bring a korban in the Beit HaMikdash, it says you have to bring at least Tono, the Daito, the very beginning. Says that if a person has to bring a chafis, another one, ashram, a shlamim, whatever, you have to bring it to a tzon or a daitam. So the Gemara says, with the exception of Mechusri Kippurim, let's say you have a zav, a zava, a yoledes, or a mitzora, who is tamei, and then they were told in the mitzvah, and they had a high Rav Shemesh, but the din still requires that they have to bring a korban. So let's say there's a little baby, who was a zeva, a little baby who was a zav. A little baby can't become a balkari. He can't be a balkari till the age of 9 when it's the yasa diem. But a balkari, but a zav he can become. A zav he can become. A tinik ben yamef can become a zav. Or a mitzora, a baby can become a mitzora also. So let's say the baby has tzaras, and then he gets cured, and then we push him in the mikveh, we mitire him and everything. But then the gemar ha-tahara can only come about if we bring the korban. So if you're going to require das, the little baby doesn't have das. Hakotin is a lot of das. So the gemara says in the Durham, das lam hem ebeis, hakotin is a das, chutz min chutz kippurim. But these korbanas and chutz kippurim do not need das. So maybe the kapi is a nafkimin ledina, and that it looks like a machlojis ha-tahara in the parents abom chutz kippurim. Whether you say there are only 4 chutz kippurim or there are 6, what do you consider the nazir? And you consider the Nochri, the Gershon is Gairo, also as Mukhazi Kippurim enough. It could be that that's an Afkamina. That's how they quote the Shem Rav Chaim, I think. The Rambam writes that a Av Madir is Beno Benazir, a Mishmah Nazir. Father can make his son into a Nazir. And then the Rambam writes that when the kid becomes, when the Naziris is over, so the father can bring the Korbanos. Yom is calling the Gemara. The Gemara says like that. The father can bring the korbanos on behalf of the son. So the shayla is, how can you do that? In case of Mishnah Esther Kasha, how can you bring the korbanos while the kid is a korban? And the kid is a kol shichem das. You have to have das. The bala korban has to have das when the korban is offered on his behalf. So I think the case of Mishnah answers, if I'm not mistaken, that it's talking about a case of the Mishnah Hilchos Naziris. I think so. It's talking about a case of a kotna mufla samach leish. But Lagabi and Yoni and Dorim and Aziris and Muflas HaMakoyish is considered a bardas. So just like it's considered bardas with respect to the ability to take in Dorim and Aziris and Hagdashis and so on, so it's considered a bardas with respect to this din, the Hakot Sichem Das. The carbon can only be offered on my behalf if I'm asking. If I know about it, then I'm asking to it. That's a question, whether Muflas HaMakhlish is a din deraisa, a din derabbanah. Machlokes HaMaroyim, Machlokes HaTanoim, Machlokes HaMaroyim, and Machlokes the Rambam and the Raavad had a paskin. And even if one should assume that a Muflas HaMakhlish is a din deraisa, the year before Bar Mitzvah, Nidre Neder, the Hegdesha Hegdish, both Kimosam, he knows the Shemi Noder, the Shemi Hegdish, we say that Nidre Neder, that's a mission in the middle of Neder. Even if you say that it's a din deraisa, it's still a far, a giant step to say that just like a Muflas HaMakhlish is called a Bardas Legabi Nidorim, so Hu Adinami, he's considered a Bardas Legabi, the Korban is called on his behalf. That's not an Indian of Haflor. It's a different dish. It's because Nidra Neder, so therefore somebody can be marked the Korban on his behalf. So he quotes the Shem Rav Chaim that he said a different parrot on the question of Mishnah's Kasha. How can the father be marked the Korban on behalf of the son? Because the Naziris is now over, so they say the Shem Rav Chaim, that's the Gemara in Nidorim, and that's Laman and Abbas. The Gemara says, Hakol Shechem Das Chutz and Chutz Kippurim, that Shekein of Machriv Korban, the father can bring a Korban on behalf of his son who was a Zav or a Zavro, or his wife became a Yoledis, let's say. His wife became a Yoledis, and his wife is Meshugim. So his wife is not all there. It's crazy. So she's Alpidin Allah Bazdas, a Sheikha. She's Alpidin Allah Bazdas. So she can never become to her. So the Gemara says, no. The husband can be Machriv Korban on behalf of his wife who's Yoledis to be retired her. On behalf of his wife or his children who are Khanim who became a Zava or Zava and need a Korban to be going to the Tahar. So they quote in Emrah Khan that the same is true regarding the Karbanis of the Nazir, because the Mishnah in Abba Mechusi Kippurim says, the Mishnah Krisi says that the Nazir is also considered from the Mechusi Kippurim. So therefore, so maybe that's Taka, maybe what Rav Chaim said would depend on the Machlokes HaTanaim, Satanah, whether you label a Nazir in a Ger as a Mechusi Kippurim or not. I don't know. Maybe.
How did that work?
How does it work? He didn't take the nether. Why should he be bound? That's the machlokes of the Ephraim and Shlokish. And Nozir, that's Lamer, that's Lamanama. That's the middle of Nozir there. The Shlokish says that it's Nidin Chinuch, that it's only Nidin Rabbanu. But the Din assumes that Nidin Chabanu, so obviously he has to hold that Chulim Barzor Alab Derech. That it's only Anissa the Rabbanu to be bring in chulin, although even to burn it on the mizbech, even to sprinkle dam on the mizbech, that's chulin, and to burn things on the mizbech that are chulin, that's only an issue of the rabban. And in one place says, a chulin mazara, but if there is a rabban, it's a shot about shechting chulin mazara, about eating the salami sandwich in the azara, chulin is the salami sandwich in the azara. But to shech something in the azara, chulin, and to put it on the mizbech, to sprinkle blood on the Mizbeach and to burn on the Mizbeach. Kulan, that person suggests maybe that's for sure is a mitzvah deraita. And then Taisa says, no, you can't say that. So you say we should modify Kerat and Nazir. That's the concept of Shlokhi. That all Mazir is the Nazir and Nazir is Mitzam Tinoch. Today the Kanko the Mitzvah. So the Gemara says, Mitzam with the Rabbanim. Tinoch is only the Rabbanim. And the Gemara says, Mitzam with the Rabbanim. How do you allow the father to bring the Korbanim when the Nazir is over? So the Gemara says that Kulim Mazar are love their rights. Even to the extent of burning things on the Mitzvah. That a Kulim Gemara is love their rights. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Reish Lakish, that's how we pass. Rabbi Yechanan holds that Kulam Azar is their item. There's another problem there also. Kulam Azar is one problem, and there's another problem. One of the korbanos that the Nazir brings is a Chatas Ha'if. And a Chatas Ha'if only has Malikim. And the Kohanim eat it. The Kohanim eat it. So if the whole Naziris of the sun, it's only the Rabbanon, so how can the Kohanim need the Malika on the Chatzis says, Malika is Nevela, you shed with your finger. The Malika is just Nevela. It doesn't say. So the Shlokish answer is that by saying that Shchitas, ain't Shchita Leuten Atera. Shchitas Leuten, as we require, it is only the Rabbanon. And Atera, as long as you do anything, then Atzavah is sufficient. You can't say that if a chicken dies, you can buy chicken from the A&P, it's only the Rabbanon. The Nevela is only the Rabbanon. By earth, it's Taisa says in Kulam that it can't be. There's a din of Nidla says Toham Atami Abbas Abliyim. So if you hold an ancient Shkita life in Atayra, you can't exist. The whole institution of Nidla says Toham doesn't exist. So you wipe out a whole parish in the Torah. It's learned that from Sukkot. The Taisa says, no, everybody agrees that you need Shkita life. Just the Machloekis says, but you need Shkita with all the Hilcha Shkita. Well, it's enough. Anything minat saver, any way to kill any cutting from the neck would be good. With shear, without shear, with a knife, with a fingernail. Any way you cut it by the saver would be good. That's the machlokes Rabbi Yechanan and Reish Lakish. The Reish Lakish holds that ain't shchita lo'ef minat tor, and holds kulam azor lav derayta. Since mitam chinuch, the kid is a nazir, so hey mamru, hey mamru. So they declare that he's a nazir, so therefore the father can bring the korbanos later, even though it's kulam azor. Therefore they also allow the Kohanim to eat the Malika's Chatas Ha'if because the Nidlas Ha'if, if you did the Shechit improperly, he's only with the Rabbanon. Why doesn't he need Das? That's how the Gemara says. The Gemara doesn't call it a Pasuk, but it must be learned back from the Pasuk. The Gemara just proves it from the fact, Shekain, a father can bring a carbon on behalf of his young children who are Tomei, and a husband can bring a carbon your letters, on behalf of his wife, even if she flipped the lid, even if she's not all there, and she's off again, Allah Bazaar, the husband can still bring the Korbanos as well.
What is the Makar
by
the
offer of the letter to the Israelites? And Rabbi Yechanan says, Halacha Ibn Azir, it's not Makar. Halacha Ibn Azir. Halacha Ibn Azir. Because otherwise, you wouldn't be able to explain how you can bring Kulam Azor, Kulam Azor is an issue of the rice, and you wouldn't be able to explain how the Quran can eat the Chatas Ha'if that the Nazir brings, which should be in the veil. We pass like Rabbi Yechanan, right there. Some of the Shalom pass like Reish Lakish about the Shechit Ha'if, the rush at the end of Yuma. The rush on the last parak of Yuma. The rush only has on the last parak of Yuma. It doesn't have on the first. That's the first and the last parak of Yuma. The rush on Yuma. There's only one parak of Yuma. The rush on Yuma quotes the Maharam Rutenberg. The Shechit Ha'if is only with the Rabbanim. And all the other Vishayim disagree that that's what Reish Lakish holds, and we don't pass like Reish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. But Yei Shechita Leuten Atayra.
Do you know
who
Shechita
Leuten Atayra? I think so. I don't know. I think so. He says in Kerabot. There are two questions, whether it's permissible to Shech Kulam Azorah, and then there's another question whether the Yisra Hanoah Kulam Azorah is the right to Yavah. There are two different questions. I think the Shech, Kulman, and the Azar, I think for sure is an Isha Berach. I don't remember whether the Isha HaNoz derives from the Rabbah. I don't know if you quote that. The Shech and the Azar are certainly derived. I think we pass like Rabbi Yechanan. See, the Torah has it in by the Taras HaMetzorah that this is one of the oil of the Yoreh. If he's an Ashir, so he brings one set of Kabbanis. If he's an Oni, he brings another set of Kabbanis. The Im Dalhu Vein Yodam HaSeges, etc. We mentioned there are five oil of the Yoreh. Mishnah lists some more. There are five oil of the Yoreh. So it's interesting, let everybody do a haram, why should anybody bring a carbon ashir? The din is that an ashir shehevi carbon ani is not yotzei. An ani shehevi carbon ashir is yotzei. He brought a carbon that he couldn't afford. He went in tahak, so he borrowed money from the bank in order to bring a carbon ashir. So the din is not mechuyitzu, but if he did it, he's yotzei. But if an ashir brings a carbon ani, he would not be yotzei. So what if the ashir is a cheapo, he wants to save money? So he's mocked through all of his nechasim, and then he's an ani, then he brings the carbon ani, and then he's zeichah back all of his nechasim. So the din would be that it would be legitimate if he does it like that. But how come we don't allow it? The Mishnah only has it in one case, the very last Mishnah in Negoim. The Gemara in the end of Nida tells the whole story that there was one time of Rabbi Shua ben Hanani when he visited Alexandria, so they asked the Anshi Alexandria asked him 12 questions. That's 3 questions in Halacha, and 3 questions in Nida Dalma, and 3 questions in Tanakh. Strange, they're all strange questions. It's very strange, I gotta say, why they picked on those 12 questions. Very modern questions. So one of them was, if some modern Shailand in, if you have two Mitzrayim in the Mishnah, the last Mishnah in the Goyim quotes this one question. Out of all 12, the last Mishnah then quotes the one. If there are two Mitzrayim, and they both became healed, and they both want to bring their Karbanot, so both bring Karbanot to the Beit HaMikdash, then the Goyim and the Karbanot got mixed up. We don't know whose Karban is whom. So there's no problem, the Karban don't have to know whose Karban is whom. The Shech, the Karbanot, they say, whoever is the Bala Karban, it should be Oyla for him. They never say that they, it's a Takana. Mishnah says in Zvachim that the Tanoi made a Takana that the Karban should never have in mind explicitly who, for whose sake is being offered. They should always have in mind some, whoever the Balaam is, and whatever the Karban is, you shouldn't have in mind that this Kata should be Karban Shem Kata. Whatever type of a Karban it is, it should be good. And whoever the Bala Karban is, it should be good. But, that's fine, but the problem is the Kohanim offered one of the sets of Karbanos, they don't know whether it's a Reuven or a Shimon, they had a mind stomach, and the Karbanos when the Sag was ever there, and then one of the two Nazirim died. One of the two Mitzrayim died. So the question is, what do you do with the other set of Karbanos? Maybe the Karbanos that were offered already were the Karbanos that belonged to the Mitzrayim who's still alive, and the one who died is the one whose Karbanos are still alive, and the din. So what's so bad? So you bring the Karbanos after he died also. The din is, what's the din if a person is mafish a Karban and he died? He's in a Karban after he died. The only Karbanos you can't bring after the person died is the Chata Shemesa by Leah and an Ashim Shemesa by Leah. Chata Shemesa by Leah is Tamu.
That's what you have to bring.
Oh, that's the problem. That's what you have to bring. You have to bring the Chata and the Ashim. So what are you going to do? So that's what they asked the Rabbi Shimon Hanani. Of all the questions in the world, instead of asking on Eggmaster's face, something normal, yes, what's the din of two Mitzrayim and a Savakob and a Semen? It's very modern. They asked this question. So he gave an answer. So he tells them that in this case, we would allow Haroma. We would allow the Mitzorah who is alive, who doesn't know whether his Karbanos were carved already or were not carved already. So we would allow him to be Matkir all of his Nechasim, and to become a Dal, to become a poor man. When he's a poor man, then he no longer has to bring a Chatas Behemah, he can bring a Chatas Oif. And a Chatas Oif, there's an institution of a Chatas Oif, Abu Allah Safi. Whenever a person is a Mechusa Kippurim, let's say a Zav, a Zav, a Yoledis, a Mitzorah, and he doesn't know whether he is Tohar or not, and he can't bring the Korban, the Safi, it's a Safi Chulam Al-Zara, so the Din says that if it's only a Chatas Oif, that's offered for the sake of Mechusa Kippurim, so then we allow Chatas Oif, Abba Allah Sofik is allowed. That's how the Gemara says, Mishnah is a Nida. The Gemara is like that. So only in this case do we allow. So the question is, why is it only in this case in the Sava? Why wouldn't we always allow it? So the answer is that it's Harama, that you're not permitted to do Harama. Keneged Mitzvah Satar, but the Torah requires that you have to bring a Korban Ashir, so you're not allowed to do Harama and get away with bringing a Korban on it. On that Mishnah, in the commentary of the Mishnah Achrayna, on the Mishnayis, and that very last Mishnah Nigrayim, he sparks off a whole discussion of this topic of Haram. How come in other areas of Allah we do allow Haram? When do we allow Haram and when do we not allow Haram? He wants to give a chiluk that you only allow Haram in general before the Zman HaMitzvah has arrived. But after the Zman HaMitzvah came ready, like here, the Mitzvah is already Mitar, he already was healed. And once he's healed, then he becomes obligated to bring the Karbon. But since he's ready to bring the carbon, therefore we would normally not allow haram except for this case that he's a chatas oif habal sofik. He's a sofik mechusik kippurim, sofik ainu mechusik kippurim. Maybe the carbonas that were offered were his, maybe they were not his. Therefore, since it's this special shatat takke, here we allow haram. But normally we wouldn't because he's already mechusik in the mitzvah. But if the person does the haram before kodim shehiki is mana mitzvah, then he claims that it says in shulchan aruch. He claims that it says in shulchan aruch harachaim and hilchos Shabbos that haram would be allowed. It's a big discussion in Poskim. When do you allow Haram and when not? That's the issue of Mechiras Chametz. Next year is Shnat HaShmita. Next year is selling Eretz Yisrael to the Arab. When is Haram permitted and when is Haram not allowed? We shouldn't discuss it. We just discuss it. Shiny Makarain is the whole discussion.
In this case,
it is a year. So the Mishnah only allows Harama in this great Shas Hatzak that he'll never become Torah unless he does this Harama. So here, since it's such a Shas Hatzak, we have no grave. But normally we wouldn't allow Harama in this type of a case because it's already a year's man on it. But let's say the Mitzorah is still not healed. And he hopes that someday he'll be healed, and when he gets healed, he doesn't want to spend so much money on his kabbalah. The wise guy wants to not through all of his nechassim now in advance of getting healed. So the Mishnah Achronim claims that would be perfectly legitimate. If he does the harama before he hears mana mitzvah, let's say he sells Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs. If he sells the Shnas HaShmita, that's very lakashe, he hears mana mitzvah. If he sells Eretz Yisrael to the Arabs before Shnas HaShmita, so then he would hold that it's Musa. But if he hears mana mitzvah, he can do harama. And others question the validity of that chiluk. They think that even Kodesh Shehi Giyaz Mana Mitzvah is also not allowed.
What's the gambling
between every woman, every woman being a Zavah? What's the gambling between the Zavah? They have to be Kabbalah. How do they know if they were Zavah?
They might have been Zavah somewhere. Yeah, only
the time that they were Zavah, they have to be Kabbalah.
When
they
weren't
Zavah. But no one is Zavah. Would they have to be one of these Zavah? If they really have a Zavah, they'd have to be one, right? I don't know. I think the Maharsha spoke about that. The last Maharsha on Gemara Nida spoke about that. That all the chumras that we have are only Bizman HaZeh. Bizman HaMikdash, you're not allowed to observe these chumras. Because it will blow everybody off the Gabi Korban, so it'll confuse everybody. See, he has a deal in the Gemara, in the last piece of Agadah, the last 10 lines in Nida. He interprets that all the chumras that we have can't exist Bizman HaMikdash because of that time. And the chumras has a deal of Saraz, Batin. Only applies in Eretz Yisrael, doesn't apply to Chutzlah. This is not in the mitzvah Sakli, but it's not an agricultural mitzvah. It has nothing to do with the pears growing in Eretz Yisrael. Some are dim that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but other mitzvahs also that only apply in Eretz Yisrael that are not really agricultural mitzvahs. The mitzvah Degla Rufa also only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Smichen, it only gives smichen in Eretz Yisrael. It's not smichen Chutzlah. Eretz Yisrael also says it's only in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam writes that those mitzvahs that are limited up to Eretz Yisrael and don't apply to chutzlars and are not agricultural mitzvahs, the definition of Eretz Yisrael is different there from the definition regarding Trumas and Maisos. It doesn't depend on the Kedusha Shniyah. The Radvaz on the Rambam quotes from the Sefer Kaftav Aperach. That was one of the Rishonim. That the Kaftav Aperach pointed out about it. It's a different thing. If he's talking about the mitzvah Tzatzis Ba'oretz, that depends on Kedusha Sarah. Kedusha Rishonim Yetzim is like Kitchel of the Lord. So only those areas that got Kedusha Shniyah, those areas are Chayvim, like a Shikotay and from Tanayim, Shishmit of Yevon and so on. But with respect to these mitzvahs that are limited to Eretz Yisrael, not because of Kedusha Sarah, so what do I care if Kedusha Rishonim was Bokma? But it's still part of Eretz Yisrael, whatever Kav Shorim is trying, whatever is part of Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael negates it easy. Rashi quotes from the Medrash, and this is the Psura Toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling B'nai Yisrael. Nasati negav Saraz, come to Eretz Yisrael, going to have a wonderful Matana Toiva, there's going to be Saraz, but what's the Psura Toiva? Rashi quotes from the Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, that the Amorim, they knew the Jews were going to get into Eretz Yisrael, and they were hiding the money that the Jews shouldn't find. What they care, they're going to be wiped out anyway. No, but they didn't want the Jews to get the money. They didn't want to have that aggravation. So the Baruch Shalom says, I'm going to give you up to the table all of the money that they hide in the walls, you're going to find. You find it one way or another, and if they hide it so well that you won't be able to find it, I'll give you up to the table, you'll have a taraz, but you have to knock down the whole building, and then you'll find it. If they really hide it well in the building, then when you knock down the building, you're fine. It's interesting, the prophet says later, when a fellow comes to the Kohen, he says, Kinega nirali baboy. I think I have a nega. So the Mishnah says in the Kohen, he's not supposed to say nega, he has to say kinega. Why shouldn't he say nega? So the Mishnah has three different interpretations on this Mishnah. Why? Because first shot is the Tesis Yom Tov on the Mishnah. Starkly, it's not the first. Because the first shot he quotes is the Tesis Yom Tov. Why should you go tell a Kohen, I have a Negat Sarah? Chalila, Achman Aslam, who wants to have a Negat Sarah? Say, I think I may have a Negat Sarah. So he asked on Tesis Yom Tov, but if it's a Psura Taiva, So that's wonderful. You should say to the Kohen, hey, I'm happy. I think it's great to have a Neged Sarah. I'm going to break down the house and find all the money. But he doesn't understand why, how can the Taisus Yantiv, how does his Pshat Kin Negev, and Neged, how does that jive with this Medish Rabba that Rashi quotes? But then he quotes the Tirush HaMishnayis, where Rambam has a different Pshat. Why should say Kin Negev? But Neged, on the Olam, a person should never say anything about others. Lama L'Shem Chaloyim Ha'ini Yadeh. You should always say, I think the din is like this. And about novel, you shouldn't say definitely. Somebody has to shout, you shouldn't say, Osir, Wutter. You say, I think the din is there, it's us. I think the din is there.
Which
is the maybe. Huh? Maybe. Maybe. I think that it's us. I think that it's us. Yeah.
I mean, the
one
says that if the person asks you something,
I'll
think I'll give you
something,
I don't know,
yeah,
it
doesn't
sound like you should.
Yeah. Rabbi Yosef Engel comments on the Lashon in the Gemara. It appears a few times that Rebbe says, Rebbe Eimer, Eimer Ani, and Rebbe says his Shita. So he asks the Mefarshim Eskana, the Mishnah in the end of Sota says, Mishmeis Rebbe Batla Nova. Rebbe was a tremendous honor. When he died, that was the end of Anidus. The Gemara then, the end of Sota quotes Rabbi Yosef asking, what about me? What do you mean Rebbe died? That was the end. Interesting remark. Jesus says, what do you mean? I'm not an honor. So the Mephoshim is Tatana Loshin of the Braisa always quote Rebbe is saying, Rebbe Imrani, I say that the din is like so. What kind of a Loshin is that for an honor? So Jesus Engel says, no, he thinks the chant is Fakir. When they would ask the other Tanai, what's the din? So the Tanai would say, Asa, Mutta. Whatever they would ask, they would say, the din is Asa, the din is Mutta. When they asked Rebbe, he would say, I think the din is that it's Asa. Not Imrani, I say the din is like this. He'd say, I think the din is that it's Asa. Imrani, I think the din is. That's what you say. The Fiani is Daiti. That's the Russian Rogel and Achraim. Fiani is Daiti. That they picked up from Rebbe. That he said, Imrani. That's with the intonation of Imrani. I, Ani Omer. There's one teacher in the Yeshiva who says, Vani Omer. You never learned by him. Vani Omer. What's what everybody else says, then it's Vani Omer. So that's what you shouldn't say that that's Pshat and Rebbe. Oimrani. You have to say, I think the din is Oimrani. So that's what the Rambam interprets here. That Kinega and Eliba boys means Kinega or Enega, that the person should be Lama the Shankhala Meheida. You shouldn't say that. You should say, I think the din is like that. Sometimes the Balabatim don't understand that. The rabbi says like that. I remember once the Balabos asked me a Shaila, and there was something in the Hilchashabbos in the bungalow colony in the mountain. So he said, I think the din is at Smuta. So he says, So what's the din? I think the din is at Mutta. So he said, so you're not sure? So I said, no, I think the din is at Mutta. So he said, oh, so you don't know. So he walked away and he called up his rabbi long distance. And then he comes back to me 10 minutes later, he says, he called up his rabbi. The rabbi said that it's Mutta. So I said, that's what I told you before. I think the din is at Mutta. So he said, no, you said you think the din is at Mutta. You don't know what the din is. He didn't get the hint. Okay. And the Taras Mina has his own shot. He thinks that the reason why he's supposed to say Kinega, Valoy Nega, he wants to suggest, not like the Rambam, he wants to say that maybe here there's a special din that the stock has to be given by the Kohen. The Gemara has a din, Shamlocha b'nega atara, that there's an Easter, Shamatan v'al is an Easter. So what's the Easter, Shamlocha b'nega atara, Lishma m'yod v'lasa, v'chol ha-shayor etzam ha-chaganim, what does it mean? So the Gemara says that Achoytach yabdalas, it's Oivran that Easter, that if somebody cuts off a nega atara, instead of going to the Kohen, having the same pass from Tommy or Tohar, whatever it happens to be, he cuts off the Negev Sarat and there's nothing there. There's nothing to discuss. So the Gemara says that he's over on an Easter. Achayt of Yabel is over on an Easter. So says, why? Because the din is, B'chol Asher Yoreh Etzem HaKohanim. You have to ask the Shaila of the Kohanim. And the Rashbo has a comment on the Gemara in Perek of Leza de Milo. The Gemara has a strange din there. The Gemara says, when there's only one case when you're permitted to be Achayt of Yabel, when you're allowed to cut off a Negev Sarat. The Makam Bris Mila. That if the oil of the baby has a Negev Sarat on it, that whether it's Mila Bizmana or Mila Shlo Bizmana, it doesn't matter. The din is that it's permissible to fulfill the Mitzvah Mila, Apilim Makam Sarat. So the Gemara says, well, who is the moral? Is the father going to do the Bris on his own son, or is someone else going to do the Bris? So the Gemara says, if somebody else is around, we have a din of Esed Echol Eses. So if somebody else is around, it's preferable, normally it's preferable that the father should do the Bris on his own son. Rather than have somebody else do. But over here the Gemara says if there's a different moil around, Yidika Acher, Levit Acher, let the other moil do the bris and not the father, because Hechadet Shalakim Shneim, you don't allow Esed Echolei Sensei. The Gemara says, let's see Chedeleka Acher. Case is that there is no Acher, there is nobody else. So why is it a Tika Acher? Why is it if there's somebody else? Why is there no why is it that you're not violating these by cutting off the chaytach yadavos? Mam's cutting off the yadavos. Why is there a difference whether it's the father or someone else? So the Gemara says because it's a davashen miskaven. The father of the baby, he is in the hospital, the kid has a neged saras. He's a Jewish father, so he knows he has to do a bris milah, he knows the father has to get that saras off, he has to cut the saras off. So if the father's going to do the bris himself, he's going to have in mind to cut off the yabelis. So that's a violation of the Easter of chaytach yabelis. So it will be over on the Easter of Hisham Lucha b'nei Gatzar. If it's Acher, I'll call up the moil. He doesn't care. The moil gets paid money to do the bris. He's going to say, brother, do the bris. He's not interested. He doesn't care whether he's cutting off a yabelis or not. So the Gemara says that's called a dovashayna miskabim. But then the Gemara asks, but it's a psikreshe, so it shouldn't make any difference. So the Gemara says it's wrong. The whole cheshbon that we just made is wrong because it's a psikreshe. What do you mean a psikreshe? How is that a dovashayna miskabim? And the only reason why it's not a good cheshbon is because it's a psikreshe. It's mamash a dovashayna miskabim. What is dovashayna miskabim, dovashayna miskabim? If you do one pula, which may or may not result in another pula, but if I'm cutting off the yabelis, that's mamish the pula. So what does that have to do with dovashayna miskabim? I'm moving furniture on the fourth third. So it's mutter to move furniture on Shabbos and Yom. But to make a harit, you're not allowed to take a shovel and to dig holes in the ground, you're not allowed. What about to dig holes by moving furniture? I want to dig a hole in the ground, and I move furniture knowing that by moving a heavy piece of furniture, it's going to dig a hole. So that's choresh kalachayah. The normal way to do harish is with a shovel, and here I do harish kalachayah by moving heavy furniture. It's an issa derabban to do harish kalachayah. So if I'm really interested, I'm not interested in making any holes in my backyard. I just want to move the furniture from here to there and sit down over here. And I don't know whether or not moving the furniture will cause a charitz in the ground or not. So that's the Gemara called the Dovashayn Miskavit. And that's the original case of the Gorah, the Mitzvah Tisha itself. And that's the original case of the Machlokes that the Gemara has between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, whether Dovashayn Miskavit is Mutar or Dovashayn Miskavit is Asar on Shabbat. But over here, the Rashboi asks on Shabbat, Perek HaBlez and Mil, over here, the Moel is not doing one thing which may or may not result in the other. And even a psikresh is a different thing. I do this thing which vadai will result in the other thing. Let's say I want to cut off the head of the chicken. If the chicken would be a dead chicken, my baby likes to play the chicken. But so he can't play the game that he wants to play when it has a head on it. So if I have a dead chicken, I want to cut off the head, so the kid's going to play a game with the head or with the chicken, whatever. So that's mutter. I have a dead chicken, so cut off the head from the chicken, what's the malacha? It just happens that the chicken is alive. But the kid wants to play, he doesn't care alive or dead. He needs a chicken without a head. So I want to cut off the head from the chicken. It just so happens, because the chicken is alive, I'm killing the chicken. So they're really two different things. So that's more called the psikreshin below yomim. If you cut off the head of the chicken, of course the chicken is going to die. If it's alive, it's going to die. Even if the chicken would have been dead, there would have been no reason for not cutting off the head. But because it happens, one little detail, it happens to be a live chicken, so cutting off the head is a davar hamuter, but it will vadai bring about a davar hot, and then the killing the chicken, so psikreshi v'lo yomim. So there, I don't call it a davar shenim miskavim. At least there, we know what we're talking about. Why is it a davar? Should have been a davar shenim miskavim, but it's not because it's psikreshi, because he's doing one thing, which vadai will result in another thing. He's cutting a head off in the chicken, which per se is an act of heter. So harai, the chicken would be dead, it would be mutter, but because the chicken is alive, cutting off the head happens to kill the chicken. Lu yisui, that if you cut off the head from the chicken and the chicken remains alive, then it would be easy to cut off the head from a live chicken. It's the gracious of Elohim, if you can't do it, you're not shy from the sea. But over here, the Rashi says, what are they talking about? The Moel who cuts off the Yabelis, he's mamish exactly doing the Yisr. He's doing the Bris Mila. When he cuts off the Arla, he's cutting off the Chaytach Yabelis. Why does the Gemara consider that a Dovashayn Miskavein? And if Ika Acher, let it Acher, if the father can get a different Moel, let the Moel do it, let the father not do the Bris. Any Moel loves it up? No. Because it's always going to be a psikreshe. What is the psikreshe? What does that do with psikreshe? If mam is dava, ham is kaveh. What does bris mila do? What do you do when you do a bris? You cut off the orla. If mam is doing the exact same pula, that's awesome. He's cutting off the orla. So the Rashba answers on that Gemara that it's not. Why does the Gemara consider it a dava shen miskaveh? They throw it out because of the psikreshe. Say, it's mam is dava, ham is kaveh. He's miskaveh to cut the orla, which has the yabelis. That mam is the violation of the Issa. How could there even be a half minute to consider that Dovashayn Miskavim? But the Rashba says no, that the Yisr of Chaytach Yabelis is not an Yisr to cut off the Yabelis. Yisham Lucha B'nei Gatorat Lishma Mirez Vlas Yisuchol Asher Yoreth Kan HaKoyhan. The din is, if you're not allowed to avoid getting a psak from the Kohen, you have to go to the Kohen to have him pass and tell me a Torah. So if you are Metahir the Nega without assistance, without benefit of the clergy, without the priest determining that it's not a Nega, whether it's Tomei Tohar, even if it's a Mare Tohar, the Gemara says, no, even if it's a Mare Tohar,
you know bevada that it's a marato, you have to go to the kohen and let him pass him that it's a marato. But if you cut it off, then the Yisr is not the act of cutting off. The Yisr is la'asas k'chol asher yoreh eschem ha'kohanim, that you have avoided going to the kohen. So that's why it's considered a dovah she'enem eschem. It's given two different things. I'm cutting off saras, which per se is not an Easter. The Easter is that I'm avoiding going to the kohen. Like also, I'm cutting off the head of the chicken, and thereby I'm killing the chicken. So they're really two different things. And Tilas Nisham is not an Easter. The Easter of Tilas Nisham is not to cut off the head. If I inject poison into the animal and it dies, it's also a Tilas Nisham. If I shoot the animal and it dies, I choke it to death, I choke somebody to death, it's also a Tilas Nisham. Cutting off the head is one form, is one way to accomplish normally that the animal should die. If you can cut off the head and the animal will remain alive, there's no Easter of Tilas Nisham, cutting off the head. It's just that cutting off the head will cause it to die, normally. So here also, the Rajda says, that's Mukhah from the Gemara, that's Mizbar from the Gemara. There is no Easter to cut off Yabelis. What the Gemara says, Chaytef Yabelis is over on Easter, is because he avoids going to the Kohen thereby. So that's what the Torah Nima wants for the Mechadish. Not only is it also to cut off the Yabelis, it's an Easter to say Nega Nirali Baboy. So even though you know how to learn better than the Kohen, you have to say kin nega nirali baboyz. If you say nega, then you're paskin already in advance of the coin. You're not supposed to do that. You have to let the coin pass in the shank. Interesting book. He wants to say that this is an Issa. Not midataiva like the Rambam learns Lama the Shenech Alam any yadeya, it's not al tipta fella sotan like it says the Yemen. He wants to say that this is an extension of the din of Chaytach Yabela. Right. He says still, that's an extension of the Easter of avoiding the Psaka Kohen. You have to present it to the Kohen to ask him. Like a lot of people come to ask the Rabbi Yishai and say, Rabbi, I have this Mishal, I hold that it's Mutter. What do you think? So that's not the case. There is no specific Easter on that. Here's a specific Easter, the Gabi Torah. But you have to present the Shaila to the Kohen and not say what your opinion is. You have to ask him for his opinion. So on. Let's say by the Tilas Nisham also. Let's say a person shoots a behemah yam. The shooting per se is not the Easter. The Easter is to cause it to die. But if you do it like they might, the lav sheiv the might. Because there the Aver is not completed until you stay with it. Here, this is all Aver. I cut off the Avelis and now it's already accomplished Sahara without stock of the coin. So that's called the Lafshi Yesh Gomar. Mitzrayim, even after I do it, even after I move to Mitzrayim, still I haven't finished the Aver, until I'm Shaya there. But then the Shia is part of the Aver. So that you can say I label as a Lafshi Yesh Gomar.
Isn't the coin self-made Sahara? It's a legend which you
right, Tilas
Nisham.
Yeah, even if he says that it is a nega, even if the Balabar says that it is a nega, it's still not Tomei. That's what he points out. That's what he is. What's the difference? You can say it's considered from next year, yes, it's still not Tomei. But still, that's the thing. You're not supposed to pass in without the stock of the Torah.
He was cutting off the...
Orlo.
What's
the shield? There's a lower... There are two membranes that cover up the orlo. One is a heavy membrane, one is a thinner membrane. So taking off the top membrane, the outer membrane, the heavy one, that's lilo. And three is taking off the lower membrane.
It's
not as well, they didn't cut it off, the lower membrane, they just folded it back. In Manazeh, some orlo just folded it back, and other orlo cut them both off. They cut off both membranes in one shot.
The guy can't
be on lilo.
The act of
lilo
is
a fear of both. No, that it won't make any difference whether the father will do or the other fellow will do. Either one will violate the Yisra of Chaytach Yabelis because it's a secretion, so therefore it doesn't make any difference whether the father does it himself. So maybe the father should do mitzvah, let him do the bris. But if it would have assumed like the Havamin of the Gemara, that if another moil he be gaf and let it acher, if someone else is there and he'll do the milo, then he will not violate the Yisra of Chaytach Yabelis, then we would have required dafke that someone else should do the bris. Because hechadav shel kaim shneim, you don't say yes to the chalaisa. That's how the Gemara makes the chen. The Gemara Chulin burns out the whole institution of Chazaka the Neikoros in this parasha of Teraz Bat, because the Chulin says the Kohen walks into the house, Rota Negev, the Kiris Abayt, the Negev has the size of a Tigris, then he walks out the Yasa Kohen, Minah Bayt, Pesach Abayt, he walks out, and he declares the Bayt as Tommy, the Kiris Abayt, Shivat Yom. So the Gemara asks, how did he know that it still has a Tigris? Maybe it only had a Tigris when he was looking at it, maybe when he walked out, maybe Batal Eshiut, maybe the Shia shrank so that at the time that he declared that the Bas, the Bayit is Muzgar, maybe it's a fraud, maybe the Nega didn't have a Gris at the time that he declared it as Tomei, so the Tumah was never Chazda. How do you know that it's correct? So the Gemara says, it must be that we spell out Chazda it since 2 minutes ago. It had a Tigris, we assume that it still has a Tigris. So this is the mocker of the Chumash, this is the mocker from the Chumash for the whole din of Chazaka the Neikor. The different kinds of Chazaka, we spoke on different kinds. This is Chazaka the Neikor, status quo. What exactly does it mean status quo? What status? What do you mean shtel up the status quo? That's a big machlokes in Dinah Yisrael, status quo. What's called status quo, what's not? It is also a machlokes. Rashi and Taisus, a big machlokes, when they say machzikin the Yisrael, the Yisrael, a machzikin the Yisrael, the Yisrael. Machlokes in Yivamis, and machlokes in Beitzor, machlokes in Chulin, different places of Shailin Yerudei, and Sinanu. Aloha Lamaisa, if you have a Sopik Trefis, if I have a behemoth and I shechted it properly, now I just have a suffix whether it's a treif or not. So the Gemara says that rov behemoth are treifs, that I passed them based on rov that it's not a treif. What the shaila is, what if it's no the harayas mechan? What if while the animal is walking around, while it's alive, and if behemoth the chayav the ches kesisa, the ches kesisa rein is vuchah, not the ches kesisa treif, ches kesisa rein is vuchah. I already have a latest suffix that the animal was injured or whatever. I have a suffix that maybe it's a treif and maybe it's not a treif. I have no way to tell now while it's alive. That's way to, until after I shechted to check. And then if I shechted, I'm still unable to tell. Something happens, I'm unable to tell. So would you say in such a case, that Rob Behemoth Kshevis, so would you say no? That you still have Chazoka, that since while the animal was alive, Behemoth the Chayah, Amr Abhuna, Behemoth the Chayah, the Chazkisisra, and there is the animal, had a Chazkisisra, and his Rukha. Even though when I shechted, his Vare no longer has the Yisra, and his Rukha, maybe I should say, Mazikim, Me Yisra, Yisra. I should still have the Chazoka, the status quo. Before I shechted it, I knew for sure that it was awesome. Now that I shechted it, I should still assume that it's awesome. Mitam treif. It can't be awesome mitam levela. I know I shechted it. It can't be awesome mitam mezvucha. I know I shechted it. Now maybe it remains awesome mitam treif. So that's the machlokes. Rashi and Tosis and Ashaylan did. It's a long shach. And the other day, Simenun had a paskin on that. Whether they say machzikim yisur leyisur, or ein machzikim yisur leyisur. The heime b'chayah, the cheskas Yisrael medis means that the animal had not been nishkato yet. Once you do the shechita, so you know that it was nishchato. So the cheska sisur is gone. So the shaila is now, is it a treif or not? So I say, rov behemoth ksheiris. The rov tells me that it's kosher. There is no cheska sisur to determine that the animal is a treif. The cheska sisur was that it was enes vucha. Once you shecht it, so that cheska sisur is off. So it's not an enes vucha and it's not an avela. That was a new shaila with a clean slate. Is it a treif? Is it not a treif? So where's the cheska sisur on that? There's no cheska sisur on treif. That's what Taisus holds. Rashi holds no, machzikim yisali yisur. Since the shaila was noilat, the reisa was nol de mechayim, reisa means the latest asafik. Latest asafik was nol de mechayim, and mechayim it had a cheskas yisur. So the status quo, shtelling up chazok, it tells me, shtel up cheskas yisur. So in other words, it's a machlokes Rashi and Tosis, whether you follow status quo in mitzias, or you follow status quo in din. Rashi says, Chazaka means whatever the din was yesterday, that's what the din is today. If it was us yesterday, me'ezah tam shiyeh, then today remains also us, me'ezah tam shiyeh hayom. Yesterday was also because of Eina's Rukha. Today I know 100% it's not Eina's Rukha, because I shechted it. And it's only a suffix if it's treif or not. Rashi says, I don't care. Yesterday was us, so status quo is that today it's also us. And Taisu says, no, status quo means status quo mitzius, that it wasn't nishchato, but today for sure is nishchato. So the chazaka of not nishchato is gone.
What's the subject here? What's the problem?
I have an animal and I have a shaila whether it's a treif or not. So usually, there's no way to check.
Yeah,
I'm unable to check.
Was alive,
while it was alive, it already had a race.
So how did you take away that problem?
But Zafik deraisi, you go bas a rov. The rov behem is aksheris. So the rov should tell me that it's kosher.
The rov said, hey, well, you do not have problems.
Okay, that's a good time. That's a good cash. No, I don't know. It's a good cash. You have to look up the whole shah. He quotes a lot of Rishayim about it. But he quotes He quotes that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tais. One of the points in his discussion is that there is a machlekes Rashi and Tais. What does it mean? That yishtelach chazok. So Tais says yishtelach chazok, the status quo on Metzius, like over here. But the nega had a kigris. I assume that when the kohen walks out of the house, it still retains the kigris, still has a sheer kigris. But it wasn't tamei before. Doesn't mean yishtelach chazok, it was tamei before. I assume that it's still tamei now. When the kohen was in the house, it wasn't tamei. It's not tamei until he declares it was tamei. The fakir says his time is a good time. The whole mocker of the institution of chazoke is from this parsha. The yatzar comes from Abai, so Pesach Abai, and his gear is Abai Shirat. How can it be Malkir? How does he know it's a Basel Eshur? They see a shtel of chazok, and you assume that it still has a kigrit. So this is a chazok in Mitzvah, not a chazok in Din. Yeah, this the whole mocker indicates like this. How does Rashi say that Mazik in the Yisrael Yisrael, and the shtel of chazok of the status in Halach? What status in halacha did it have before? Very strict. Unless you say something which will contradict what we just said a half a minute ago. Unless you say that from the fact that it's forbidden to be chaytach yabeles, from the fact that it's also to cut up a nega, even if it's a nega tohar, even if the claim didn't paskin on it, even if not only if it's a nega tummy, you're not allowed to cut it off, but you carry yourself even before you have to sign the tasha. So maybe that should be taken as an indication that it already has a din nega, there already is a shame nega, even before the claim declares that it's tummy. But that's not what the Rajbot said. The Rajbot gave a whole different interpretation. And the Rajbot's pshat was mukhrach in the Gemara, because the Gemara called it a dovah shenim miskaven, and it's secretion. Really difficult. How can Rashi say such a thing? The whole source of the din is over here. You see that status quo means instead of chazok and mitzvah, a chazok and din. Hey, machloek is Rashi. What does it mean that his gear is habayis? The more in Chulim, the first pair of quotes of Rashi, Yachol, one might think that the coin stands in the house and he declares that it. One answer is with a long string. Why is it unbelievable? Why is it unbelievable? How did you learn that? I thought it was unbelievable also. No. The Gemara has a braisa that goes like this. It says in the Chumash, the Kohen goes into the house, he sees an egg, he grits, and he knows that this is the real McCoy. And then it says that he's mazgir at habayis, he declares that it's coming. So the bride says, Yako, one might think he sees the neg and he declares, hey, the bride should come and he says, no, you should go out of the house. You shouldn't stay in the house. And then Yako, we should go home. The client should go home. And then say that the house is coming. Tamalema, no, the Yako Pesel Habayit. You should go out from the house to the Pesel Habayit. You shouldn't stay in the house when he's mad. You shouldn't walk all the way home. You should walk out of the house to the Pesel Habayit and then be mad. That's the way you're supposed to do it. So the Rishonim asks, how could you have a Habamia to think that the client goes all the way home? And then he's mad here at Habayis. How are you going to close the door? When he closes the door, it's ready to his gear at Habayis. So what's the Habayis? Oh!
Can you go back?
So some Rishonim say...
Does he tell us that it is Al-Pesach Habayis?
No. So how it should be Masjid Habayis, not Al-Pesach Habayis?
That's the
Pashup Shad. The Hizgi does mean that he locks the door. The Hizgi means he declares it as a Bayis Hamuzgar. He locks the door. Closes the door.
You have to put the
order.
You have to go home and there was a
common
moment
that was. Now, pass the Habba.
That
was. Supposed to be masculine while he's standing right outside of the body.
The
Paschkin
didn't come in and he closes the door. That's
it. No, the Yatta Hakan Din Habayis, Al Pesach Habayis, with his gear, Habayis, Shiva Tiamit. So, with his gear, I thought, man, he declares that it's coming. His gear, Shiva Tiamit. The Tamashan answer like that. That he'll go home and he'll declare that it's coming. His gear means he declares. And the other Mishnah say, no, but he's giving that he closes the door. By closing the door, that's the declaration of Tumah. So how can you have a Havnei that is going to go home and close the door? So the answer, he'll tie on a string to the doorknob, and he'll go home to the other end of the city. And then when he's home, then he'll yank the door closed. And that'll be the Hizkir come back. So it sounds like a Machlekes HaRishonim. How do you translate the Hizkir? Well, they mean literally the Hizkir closes the door, and the act of closing the door is the act of declaring it coming. Well, no, the Hizkir means he declares that the bias is a
when the question comes over, literally, the question is how do you have
to tell
the
Hizkir?
So now the
Minajim
is supposed to be at the door.
Supposed to make it tell me while he is
Al-Tesah HaBai. And then if you close the door and then make it
summer? Yeah, whatever. Hall then. Closing the door is the act of declaring that it's summer. And closing the door, that's a symbolic act of demonstrating that the body is a summer.
And then the other
Shonen? Shonen Hall, no, you don't have to close the door. He declares that this body is a summer.
What's the problem with going home?
If you go home, there's no problem. If you go home without it. No, I would have thought, the happening is, I would have thought the client can go home and then declare at home that the body is a good. Tamalami is not supposed to do that. He's supposed to declare the Zabuzga while he's saying Al-Tesach HaBai.
So that
happening
is not really...
Oh, especially
to Tesach
HaBai.
Where the other
Yishan
told that
there's
the question of closing the door.
That his gear should be taken literally. He should
close
the door.
By
closing the door, he demonstrates that the body is
closing the door.
The Pasuk says you shouldn't do that. You should close the door while standing Al-Tesach HaBai.
Would
the Tesla
bias
be used?
I mean, it's a question of
if I
write
the
phone
door. No, somebody can use a string on the Tesla
bias.
If it goes on many
times,
it's open to the edge. Well, how can you do the head? I don't know. I mean, what's the shield of Tesla bias? I don't know. It's a good question.
I would ask you.
So the Chayyim Rishonim seems to have two different translations of the word the Hizkir. How are you Mazgir Abayi Samizgir? How do you do it? By closing the door, literally the Hizkir? I think we usually assume the Hizkir, I think if you ask 100 people, I think 90 out of 100 would not say, maybe 95 out of 100, I think would not say the Hizkir means to close the door. They say he declares that it's coming. The Hizkir, what do you mean the Hizkir is Hanega? In Parshas Tazria, the Hizkir is Hanega. Today there's also machlokes. I think the Pashup shot in the Hizgir by Mitzorah Muzgir, the Hizgirah HaKan Shilas Yamin. Pashup shot is that the Kohen tells the man that you are a Mitzorah, so you have to stay at home. The Hizgirah HaKan. The Kohen tells him you are a Mitzorah, you have to stay at home. And the Torah quotes from his father, the Rosh, a different shot. The Hizgirah HaKan is HaNega means that he has to put a band-aid on top of the neck. There is no dinner that the Tomei, that the Tomei, Mitzorah Muzgir has to stay at home. You can walk around. Why is that such an effort?
If he has to stay in the house, he doesn't have to stay in the house. But he's not allowed to be in his regular house anyway, he has to be in the Chutz Lamachnos. Don't know. So there's also Machlokes how they translate the Hizkir, whether it means a declaration that the Kohen makes, it means an action, a pula that the Kohen does. So similar Machlokes over here, the Hizkir, how do you translate the Hizkir? Is it an action of the Hasgara, that he puts on a bandage, or that he closes the door? No, that means a declaration, he declares that the person is coming, that the bias is coming.
Does it come?
והבו על הבית כל ימי הסגיר אותו יתמו עד האורף והשנחי בבית יחפש את זגודו ואיך הבית יחפש את זגודו it says כל ימי הסגיר אותו the bias is come if it returns again then the nasa then you have to knock it down but even if it's only a bias on muslo not a bias on muslo it says the foolish that it's come a lot is coming I don't know. If he stayed to his gimme, then he closes the door.
I don't know.
Leave the door open. If he stayed to his gimme, he declared that it's coming. Why did he have to close the door? I didn't think that it meant to his gimme, he had to close the door. I thought his gimme, he declared. I don't remember Mishnah that it says like that, but it says explicitly Mishnah that it means that he closes the door. What doctor is in Koli Mei, Habu Al Abai is Koli Mei, he's Giro, so Yitzmad Hor. Whoever walks in becomes some. So Ha'orchel Babai is the Chabei says to God, whoever eats in the house, is not only his tummy, even the begotten that he's wearing are also tummy. He has to adopt to eat in the house, what I'm wasn't in. He doesn't eat the house now. But the Gemara says no, the Gemara says in a few places, it doesn't mean Ha'orchel Babai. It means to be Shaya Babai is Kidei Achilo. How much is Kidei Achilo? Kidei Achilo is Suda. Kidei Achilo is Christ. Prat is a normal meal. Well, what's prat? A modern, it's not a Mishnah that used to talk about a big loaf of bread that has a modern state to it. What's the significance of a loaf of bread that has modern state to it? The air is a kumin. If you want to have the kaveh that your makom is over there and you have a different kum shabbos from what you would have normally had, you have to put away food there modern state to it. So the size of the bread for air. For the purpose of Erev Kumin is a modern state food. It's a machlokes atanayim. Is that 8 basin of bread or 6 basin of bread? What's the machlokes in Mishnah and Erev? What's the machlokes? The machlokes that we showed him how to pass him. Machlokes is what's the normal modern food achas. How much bread does a person eat in a normal meal? 3 basin or 4 basin? And a pras means halafrois l'orev lachmecho. When you cut that big bread in half, so a half of the bread. Is Muslim Surah, so either Kadeh Achilah Gimel Beit, or Kadeh Achilah Zal Beit, Machlokes HaTanayim. So that's what the din is over here. But Oichel Babayis, if Habayis is Begodav, doesn't mean Ha'oichel, it means if Yishoya Babayis, Kadeh Achilah Surah, Kadeh Achilah Surah. Surah means Gimel Beit, or Zal Beit. Gimel Beit, or Zal Beit, of what? The Gemara says, Kadeh Achilah Surah, Pas Chitim, the low Pas Surah. The amount of time that it would take to eat 3 or 4 Beitim of Pas Chitim, of wheat bread, rather than barley bread. The Minhag Chinuch writes the Chiddush that shear that the Gemara says it depends dafkan paschitim and lo pasam. That's only by shear the bayis hamenuga, because the din doesn't depend. It has nothing to do with eating at all. Just the din if you show the bayis hamenuga. So not only is he tummy, even the begadim that he's wearing a tummy. If he's carrying the begadim in his hand, so they become tummy right away. If he's wearing the begadim or the rings or the tachshitim, then they only become tummy if you show the bayis kedei achilas pras. But he's not eating at all. So that's why the Chacham have to give a shear. Show you how long, show you kadeh achilas pras, pas, chitim. What if the person is eating? Let's say he's eating, he's drinking abricosis, or he's eating moro, or he's drinking coffee or tea, whatever. And if the shana that he eats, that he drinks a revius kadeh achilas pras. Or that he eats his potatoes kadeh achilas pras. That he eats his potatoes kadeh achilas pras to save more in the fashion. Or that he eats his kadeh moro kadeh achilas pras, that he should be eaten in it. The Din of Hasina claims it doesn't depend on past chitim the low pastor. Why should I measure past chitim the low pastor? I measure by this particular food that I'm eating. If I'm eating potatoes, I say, did I eat a kazais of potatoes in the amount of time that it would have taken me to eat 3 or 4 baits of potatoes? Depends on that particular food that I'm eating. Or if I'm eating giranashe, that's what I'm in Hasina Chazin on the first list for Rakim and Tara, giranashe. If you eat giranashe, so you get malchus, only if you eat a kazayas, so if you eat a kazayas giranashe, in the amount of time that it would have taken him to eat 3 or 4 baitsim of giranasha food. Each food is different. That's what he's saying. According to the Minhag Chinuch, we can understand why there's a whole dispute among the Achronim if a person is drinking coffee. And the coffee is burning hot, and to drink this hot coffee, as it is now, to drink a pras of 3 or 4 baitsim of coffee would take so long, but if the coffee would have been cool, he would have been able to drink 3 or 4 baitsim much quicker. So would you measure Kadeh Achilas Pras there by hot coffee or by cold coffee? So that's a deal in an Achrayim. Not exactly, that one doesn't exactly discuss it the way I just presented it. They discuss it differently. There's an Achleikus de Rambam and the Raivid, where the Revius, the Shir for Bracha Achrayim, is the Revius. In Mashim, the Shir for Bracha Achrayim, in Erechim is Kazayim. So a kezayis, you have to eat perfectly achilas part. What about a revius? How fast do you have to drink the revius so that it should be in the sur? Right, that's a machlokes whether kezayis or revius. So let's assume that it's revius. Taisa says that it's kezayis. The Raman says that it's revius. So the Shulchan Aruch treats it like a sfeika d'din. Let's make believe that the shear would be revius. So how soon do you how fast do you have to drink that revius? But the Raman says you have to drink the revius tefkid eshtias revius. Means believe have siklah. And the Raida disagrees with the Raman. He says it's the Beferish Mishnah increases against the Raman that it's eshtias revius tefkid achilas pras. Just like you have the shear tefkid achilas pras for oichlim, so it's the same shear tefkid from Ashkim is not tefkid achilas pras.
Right.
Either Gimel based or Madal based, so they're different.
So the same would be
what are the six times you would drive to the system of the prophet? The Lee has to clock. And the Raven is nothing on the Ramah. No, he drinks it without pausing in between. He can drink it at two gulps, but he drinks it without pausing.
Well,
normal people would drink
it.
I don't think so. It means the way a normal person would drink without pausing. He doesn't have to gulp everything down in one shot. That means he shouldn't pause. He can drink it in two gulps, but...
One gulp is the rabbi, then it's the rabbi.
So it's not deraperet. But the Gemara says, if the kosher brocha, then it is deraperet. So the Gemara says, chaviv is hamitzvah. It's the same Gemara. According to Shulchan Aruch.
What is happening?
How is it going to happen? How is it going to happen? How long will it take? According to the Mahasana, it means that beverage. That beverage. That beverage while it's hot, and that beverage while it's cold. So that's the machloket that's happening. That's the machloket that's happening by coffee. You drink a revius of coffee or tea, which is burning hot, and you take it to drink it, but you drank it because they see a revius. The amount of time that it would take to drink a revius of coffee. But if the coffee would have been cooler, you could have swallowed all the coffee much less time. So that's the machloket that's the Sharishuda course. Well, that's called revius, translate to revius, or not. That's what the Sharishuda says, that you should, a person would drink hot tea or coffee, you drink it all up and leave revius at the end, which is she calls down, that's their fears revius. In order to avoid the stuff of Rav HaKadosh. And the writer disagrees with the Rav HaKadosh tradition of priesthood. That even by drinking what a sheer is, revius, but it's sheer theory, it's something that he was trust. So it's not six times as long. The point is, it's not six times as long. That's the sheer. Revius is based on Machzor, the process is only three based in, so he only has twice as long to drink. That's not six times as long.
But that's impossible. I mean, the word has flowed in such a rate that, even according to the Rambam, it says that there has to be shiver or revius.
Well, what's the problem? You can hold all the water in your mouth and then swallow it again.
No, below the rubber is by the autumn.
The leaf is based on the mouth. Well, the base of lid can only swallow a solid, which is a base. Solid, which is a base. It's a different dish. This year, Tzir, of Tzir, Akilas, Kras, this is a shalom among an Avraham, and he'll have space that works in the Tzumas Hadeshen, that by eating Matzah, by eating Moror, that the Moror says that he eats because I have Tzir, Akilas, Kras, it's Mitzurah. So he says, that's only for the Tzumas Hadeshen, that's only B'diyevet, but L'chatzim, there's a Hidah Mitzvah that he should swallow the whole Tzai to Bli Achas Mamash. How can he swallow Tzai's Matzah to Bli Achas means that he should chew up the whole Tzai to his mouth and hold it, hold all the chewed up Matzah in his mouth, and then swallow the whole Tzai to his mouth. Where is the Tzumas Hadeshen come across this Kiddush? What's the map of the station? By Matzah, yeah. Right, the Magen Avraham quotes that from the Tzumas Hadeshen. What's the mark of the Tzumas Hadeshen? He quotes the mark on the last page of Sof. The mark has a kashin. That he will... He held on Matzah Simran Yochluhu. You have to eat Pesach, Matzah, Maror together, all three. Rambam had a mention in the Gemara that here you see only Matzah and Maror together. You didn't eat Pesach, Matzah, Maror. The other Rishon had the mention that he ate all three together, Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And that's the way it says the Farish and the Yerushalmi and Kala. I want to point out, Yerushalmi and Kala says the Farish like against the Rambam, like the regular Rishon, and you have to eat all three together. So the Matzah is bothered with the Kasha that if you eat all three together, the Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Kazai's Pesach, Kazai's Matzah, and Kazai's Maror, the three kibbeisim, his batul the kasha, is more than a kibbeisa. How is it more than a kibbeisa? There is a machlokes and rishonim how much is a kibbeisa. The Magen Avraham quotes that too. Where the kibbeisa of the Chana quotes, and half a kibbeisa. Where the kibbeisa is a half of a, where the kizayis is a half a kibbeisa, kizayis is a third of a kibbeisa. If the kizayis is a third of a kibbeisa, then the Pesach, Matzah, Umar altogether is only going to be exactly a kibbeisa. But if the kizayis is a half of a kibbeisa, so the Pesach, Matzah, Maror, all three together is going to be a Beis HaMatzah. So that's what the Mordechai assumes, and he's bothered with a kasha. How could Hillel physically do such a thing? To swallow Kezayis Pesach, Kezayis Matzah, Kezayis Maror, but the Vasaka, if the Beis HaBli is only Matzah, take a Beis HaMatzah. That's the Gemara that he quotes. The Gemara says that the throat, you can only swallow at one time with the Beis HaMatzah. So how could Hillel possibly swallow based on Matzah B'Vasacha? So to that kasha, the Mordechai answers that when do we say that they said we can only swallow down at one shot the kibbeisa, that means if you have a hard-boiled egg that's not chopped up. You can swallow a whole not a, no, we have large-sized eggs. It needs a base of benin. That's not so hard. A base of benin if you can swallow if it's one piece. But if it's chewed up, if it's granulated, then he says the base of benin can even swallow one shot a base of Matzah. Atkan the Mordechai. So the Tzumas Hadeshen is bothered with a kasha. He doesn't understand what is the Matzah Yetzi. The thing is that if you serve Tzadiyah, he was trapped. Who says that he can't swallow a Beis or a Machzah? A Gezayis Matzah, a Gezayis Marah, and a Gezayis Karban Pesah. All Tzadiyah, he was trapped. What's the problem? Who says you have to swallow the Bliyah? So obviously the Tzumas Hadeshen says we can see from the kasha of the Matzah and from the teretz of the Matzah that he didn't say like that. So obviously the Matzah must assume that Hillel was an Orthodox rabbi and he wanted to do a mitzvah min amufa. And the mitzvah min amufa is to swallow the bli achas, not to rely on teretz of the achilas kram. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Tzumas Hadeshen. There's a new whole kasha in teretz of the mitzvah. There's muchach this yisoy. The shiur teretz of the achilas kram is only shiur tzivus to the yedet, but l'chatzil, it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah tachila, and l'chatzil, you should eat the whole kazayis. The bli achas mamash. They quote Rishen Rav Chaim that he thought that it wasn't a riot. Chaim had a tiny, what's the tushtel? If you're talking about eating a kazayis matzah, or a kazayis moro alone, or a kazayis korban pesach alone, then it doesn't make absolutely any difference whatsoever, he tiny, whether you eat it tzadik achilas pras or you eat it the bli achas. Maybe it's even nicer to eat it not the bli achas. Fine, the guy's going to chew up the whole thing and swallow. Why should you do that? But if you're talking about Hillel shita, that he had to eat fish, Hillel holds you have to eat together. Amatz and Ram Yoch Luhu, you have to have a tzirah for Pesach Matzah, Umaro, Rok, we together. But to be Mitzar, three things together, there never was even a halakha l'moshe between a Pesach and the Spas on that. Pesach and the Spas are only Mitzar, if Matzah with Matzah, Moro with Moro, Pesach with Pesach. May I have a taste of why in the world should I say that it's Mitzar, Pesach, Matzah, Umaro? So the Markai perhaps held that for the purposes of Kairach, if you hold that kilo, you have to have Kairach, for the Pesach, Matzah, Umaro, only Mitzur of Yachar if you do with Liyachar. Why should the Markai assume like that? Because the Gemara says a little bit like that, not exactly, a little bit. And so in the Terekelu Obrim, the Gemara has the Machlegi Satanani, whether Hetem Mitzah, Yisr, or Red Hetem Mitzah, Yisr. takes the following case. The person has a ham sandwich. Rahmana Litzlan. The person has a ham sandwich. And the ham is treif and the bread is kosher, but the ham doesn't have a kazayit. But the bread with the ham together has a kazayit. So would you say hetem etzar v'yisr? I rein hetem etzar v'yisr. That's a machlokes hatanan, we can't know. But ain't hetem etzar v'yisr. The reason machlokes Rashi and Tosfos are not daf and eloh even whether this is the case or not. Some Rishonim say that the whole machlokes of hetem etzar v'yisr only applies in the case where the yisr is balua and the hetzer. But if the yisr is not balua and the hetzer, it's just sitting. I just swallowed two things at the same time, but nobody would hold hats in the same. But other Rishonim say not so. Other Rishonim say that if it's Balua and the Yisr, the Rabbeinu Tam holds, if the Hatter is Balua, if the Yisr is Balua into the Hatter, if the Yisr is Balua into the Hatter, then even if you hold ain't Hatter Mitzvah, please, all you have to use is Kazayis min ha-Hatter, Shebalua ba-Yisr, and you'll be like it. And that's the din of Tam Tiyikin. And the only time it's a Machlegis with a Hatter Mitzvah, please, is if the Yisr is not Balua in the Hatter. So let's say, come to the Rabbeinu Tam. The Machlegis, the Rabbeinu Tam is Tosfos. The Mashiach points out something, it's a steer between the Tosfos, and the answer is, it's a Machlokes of Rabbeinu Tam and all the other Rishonim, it's Mefurish Mashiach.
I don't think
I should
follow Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Surely we have
a Tosfos. The Shiurim are wrong. The Rais and here, the Shiurim are wrong. Why are the Shiurim wrong? Because Rais is either a Shlish based or Chatsi based. I mean, Shiurim have to give out much, much more, much exaggerated Shiurim. Basin, even a basic doilo, even a chassi, basic doilo. The eggs that we always use are outside of it. Most people don't use the inside of it. Even if you take a chassi, basic doilo, it's not going to be as big as the basin as it is. Now the bar, you know, if you would have had a kumar that is katsum hashiurim, that you have to have everything double the shiur, so first of all, ruga the rule of the post can don't accept an eddy. Even if you do accept an eddy, but the shiurim that they give are even more than twice as big. More than twice as big is the biggest shiur you can imagine. But they're way exaggerated. A bit kochonim, right? And it's true, kochonim has a shiur, that's the official psak here. He says that against the night of Yehuda, it says the gun is saying the foolish, it's not in Skat Mashiur. The shiurim are the same as they always were, the basin are the same basin. So the Gemara says there that even according to the Tana who holds the Hetem, it's Sarif Le'Yisr, you wouldn't be Mitzarif Hetem Le'Yisr if you eat a turkey of the Achilles Pras, only if you eat it the Bliyana. Rav Chaim says something similar here in the Mordechai, that the only problem that the Mordechai is bothered with about the Liachas is within Hillel Shita. If you want to eat Kricha, okay, when you eat Koyrach on Pesach night, so you have to try to swallow, but we don't have Pesach Matzah Mor, we only have Matzah Mor. So you should try to swallow the Matzah and the Mor, the two Kizaisim, all the Vatzachas. That's what the Mordechai is talking about. But for the other Achas, just the Achil of Matzah alone, or just the Achil of Mor alone, so there it doesn't make any difference whether you have, or let's say the Apikaiman, when you eat the Apikaiman, there, of time time, it doesn't make any difference whether you swallow the Bliyahas or you swallow the Tokadap in the stuff, the same thing. When you have to be Mitzav two different things together, then the Gemara says it's not Mitzav Tokadap in the stuff. It's only Mitzav of the Bliyah. Mordechai tells two, the Kriha also, we're reading two or three things together. Rav Chaim Tan is based on his Gemara that the halacha of Moshe Nisina that tefid achil das pras, you can mitzar achati achil with achati achil and to constitute one achil of doilo, that's only if you mitzar the same achil with achil. You mitzar if Easter with Easter, but if you mitzar Easter with Heter, and you want to say Heter mitzar for Easter, so the Gemara says that's not. That's only if it's mamish with Bliyacha.
The requirement of
tefid das pras
only said by one thing,
but
you don't care at all.
But I mean, which way you don't care at all?
Oh,
I mean, from the beginning of the day to the end of the day.
I don't know. Why is it in the room?
Because the Gemara says that. The Gemara says that in Eilu Oivrim. But even if you all like the kind of heck and the starvely Easter, that's only if you eat it with Liyah Ekmanish. But you won't say that it's in starv Tafid Achid Astra. Rav Chaim claims that the Mordechai is saying the same thing as the Gemara. Mordechai is applying the same story with respect to Korah. So when Hillel says you have to eat things together, either Matzah and Mor together, or the Giras of Rav Rishon is Pesach Matzah and Mor together, you have to be Mitzar three or two different things together. But that's only Mitzar of Yachah, but Bliyachah. But if you, so on Korah Taki, you should try to swallow everything with Asachas because of that Mordechai. But as far as Matzah alone is concerned, as far as Mor alone, as far as Apikainen, so that Rav Chaim tied it against the Trumas Hadesh.
That
The Gemara says not so. The Gemara says before is not so. Only B'Kli Achad. Tekadashi L'Spas would not be Mitzurah.
Right.
So similar to that Gemara, Rav Chaim interprets in the Mordechai that only by Kairach would the Mordechai say that it's not Mitzareh, Tekadashi L'Spas. The Gemara in Kiddush in the end of the second parish, he writes in the Pesukim, when you do the Taharah HaMetzorah, you have to have Shtei Kisam Chayis Tehoiris, so you have to shech one of them, Shochat HaTzipor HaYachot, and then it says, Yishirachat HaTzipor HaChayom, Mechut Tzuri Al Pnei Asodah. You have to have a Tzipor HaShud and a Tzipor HaMeshulachat. And the Gemara learns out from Pesukim that one of them is Osa Bachima, Uba Hanoa, and one of them is Mutah. But the pasuk doesn't indicate which is also which is mutter. So then the Gemara picks up mitzara svara. So the Gemara says mitzara svara, we would understand on our own that the tipur hashkuta must be the one that's also banua, and the tipur hamishulachas is the one that's mutter banua. How do you know? Because lo yamar teresh shalach litakola. It doesn't make sense that the teresh should say vishilachas atzifor hachayu amichut luya al pnei asadeh, and then somebody may go and catch that bird and shech that needed. The Torah is going to tell you, you should send off the bird that's also banu, and someone's going to eat it. It's not nice. Lo yamar teresh shalach l'takonas like this, nivol is hitim mishul. A Jew may go ahead and eat that bird. So the Pisei Tshuva on Yeridei quotes from the Achreinim a whole tilful, and between the Gadim and this is Kashin, the Tzeder Zgemer also quotes from different Achreinim, the same tilful, same Kashin, that Yehud and others talk about it. Tzeder Zgemer is the same about it in the Gadim. Tzeder Zgemer is a little basket of leaves that Moshe Rabbeinu was put up with the baby. But he wrote the same for Tzeder Zgemer because the letters go, Mezimu, Memalek, is the Rashi Kedis, Gemara, Medrash HaGadim. And every parasha he has at least three pieces, but not too many more. Either he had three, four, or five, that's all. There's one piece on Gemara and the parasha, and one piece on Medrash, and one piece on Agada. What exactly is the difference between Medrash and Agada? Sarafim. You have to look in the Sefer to find out exactly what's the difference. What's the chiluk between Halacha and Agada? Nobody has known he has Halacha, then he has Agada, then he has Drush. Drush. The Drush he calls Agada. Medrash is what we call Agada. And then the third piece is always Adrash, it's Hachacha, Musa. So they quote this Kasha, why is it Shalach Mitzakala? Balechayim Anad Batal is only a Chumma Midirabonim, but Midiraisa Balechayim Abitayim. So on the level of Midiraisa, there's no Shalach Mitzakala. The Kohen will send out the bird, Vishilachat HaTzibor HaChayot, Pnei HaTzadeh, will send it out, then this bird will get lost among all the other birds, so it'll be Batal Menatayim. But if I am a chashiv and that buckle is only a chum in the middle of bones, then I tell you the bird is going to be buckled for us. So what's the problem? So the Achronim answer, no. The Stamad Igmar means a different thing. Not that you'll be machshel, somebody's going to eat the bird. It'll be buckled for us. But you, by sending the bird, will be violating the Yisra of Eim Avat and Yisra Lahatsir. Because the bird will be buckled and the other bird, but this is Din of Eim Avat and Yisra Lahatsir. But this is Nich only if you hold like the Ravid who assumes the name of Atanis Mahatkhid is Anisa Deraisa. But the Rav Harishan disagree with the Rav in that, so we pass in the other day. The name of Atanis Mahatkhid itself is only Anisa Derabbanon, and on the level of Deraisa it's Mutter. So it's vital not to be understood. On the level of Deraisa is Mevatanis Mahatkhid, and Balechayim Abteli. So what do you mean? Loyama Tavashalach Osakola. Everything is fine. Everything is wonderful. So the Achareim say no. You have to distinguish that, you know, the Yehuda says like that. And then they quote it, they're like, oh. And the Berak Abayis on the Sefer Teres Abayis, Berak Abayis, well, the Ra'or writes already the same thing. The Kalal, the name of Atanis Lahatzil is only the Rabbanah, that's only by Lach to Lach. But by Yavis the Yavish, everybody would agree, the name of Atanis Lahatzil is the name of the Ra'or. And also, Ma'ad al-Azaynus, where I go, it's very expensive to keep on buying kosher meat. You can go broke. Look at all the Jewish people, you go broke. So every week I'll buy three salamis, two salamis from the kosher butcher and one salami from the chaper butcher. I'll remove all the three labels, I close my eyes, mix them up. My name of Atanis Mahatkhim is only Derabbanon. So I'll only violate an Issa Derabbanon. Very not in style. So the Ra'or, gives this motion. I mean, the guy buys three salamis, blah, 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 blah. How can it be? That's certainly an Issa Deraisa. The Ra'or argues. The name of Atanis Mahatkhim by Yavish, the Yavish is different Issa Deraisa. You have a pot full of soup and you pour in a little chazer fat and it's bottled b'shishim, so that's only the Rabbanon. Lach b'lach. But if Yavish is Yavish, it's the right thing. Can you visualize such a thing? The guy's going to do like that on the Mishmeres Abayis, which has attacks against the Berak Abayis, which is an attack against the Teres Abayis. So the Mishmeres Abayis writes, he sort of calls it like yellow journalism. He says, what is he making a whole exaggerated point in order to convince the Balabatim and the Hamoinam that he's right? If the din is aim about this lahatchil is only the rabbanon, so by the feast of lamb is also only the rabbanon. It's very convincing if you don't know halacha. He says, "Say, could you imagine such a thing? You buy two kosher songs, one treif lamb, you take off the peels, and you close your eyes and mix it up. The din is that it's only the rabbanon. So it's only the rabbanon. What is he trying to convince the people that he's right with this exaggerated mark? But the Nevi Yehuda and other rabbanim hold that he is right. That he is right, that there is a chiluk between lach v'lach and yavish b'yavish. What is the chiluk between lach v'lach and yavish b'yavish, and what is the source of it? So the Rama also has such a chiluk l'aloch and hilchos Pesach. What's the din of chomet shenisarev kodim ha-pesach? Chomet shenisarev b'pesach is the Gemara that says that it's the mashu. The Rabbi Natan has the gears of hashiltus in the Gemara, that lamed on the aleph is talking that it's not so. The chomet is bottled b'shisha. So the first thing quote that if it's a big shah tzatzak and you have others, Dorim Lahakl, so then you mitzav to gears is hashiltus, or Rabbi Natan, the chomet is b'shish, the chomet is not b'mashal. But if it's not a shah tzatzak under normal conditions, we don't pass like that. We pass the chomet is b'mashal. The chomet is only b'mashal if the tarum is occurred with Pesach. What if the tarum is of chomet b'matzah occurred with Pesach? So then the din is that it is b'kul. Aye, but when it comes to Pesach, maybe I should say that it's chayzer v'nir. Maybe I should say that whatever was b'kul before, but now that it comes to Pesach, I should say that it's nesach. So that's the machloikis. So the Rambam says that if you say chayzer v'nir, even if the yisa was mitzvah, the chomet was mitzvah, it's kodem ha-pesach, and it comes pesach, it's chayzer v'nir, and other rishonim disagree, and the Rambam comes up with the following hachroah, a compromise, a pshor. He says if it's lach v'lach, there's no chayzer v'nir. If yavish v'yavish, you do say chayzer v'nir. So where in the world does the Rambam come up with this angkot? Mika achoch mirabei ha-pesha dom. Chilei tzvon, where in the world did he get this from? So Shlomo Vilna, the Dayan from Vilna, who was a dying at the time of the Vilna Shas was being printed, and he was invited to write these Ha'oris, which they included in the back of the Vilna Shas. He points out on Gemara Kher, Zafkav Gimel, he says the Gemara says that. He says, if you just read the Gemara in the Rambam, no, not the Gemara. If you look in the Gemara in the Rambam says that that's the Maskanas HaGemara. There is a Gemara in Kher, Zafkav Gimel, where the Gemara has an abstract philosophical Chakirat, French Chakirat, and you have a Tumer. The Din of Bittul Beroi applies to Treifu, food, Treifu, is Bittul Beroi. And it applies also to Tumah. Tumah the table below. The double tummy becomes buckled, the rays varm to her, and so then I declare that everything is taught. So the Gemara has a hakire, what's the din? When Tumah is buckled for us, you say this, command the Ethan Dummy, command the Lathan Dummy. You say that I consider it as if it's not here, or do I say no? Notwithstanding the fact that command the Ethan Dummy, it's buckled for us. A very obscure hakire. My nafkimina. If it's not nafkimina, it's not hakira. So we might give two nafkimina. The one nafkimina is, would you say chayzer v'nir? If it's kemanda leitei dami, that means that the din of bittul means that it's not here, it's not here, it's not here. So it's not going to be, if you're going to have more tumah joined later on, and you'll no longer have a rave of power against the nir of tumah, so you won't be able to say chayzer v'nir, because the tumah is kemanda leitei dami, was already in his battle and it disappeared. But if you say it's kemanda leitei dami, but we have the right to disregard it because it's berayv, because the rave of tahar overwhelms it, so that's only called man that you have the right tahara. But if you no longer, if you've overturned your right, then you can no longer ignore that need. That's one nafkamina. That Igmar gives another nafkamina for tumas masa, two nafkamina. So what's taka the maskana? So the maskana, the Gemara has to present a problem, the Gemara says kasha, and it doesn't say tiyufta. So the Rambam passes, whenever it says kasha, it doesn't say tiyufta. It's not a tiyufta, that you pass in both. How can you pass in both? So the Keset Mishnah on the side of the Rambam quotes the Mahari Kurkis, who says that the Rambam distinguishes the Rambam holds the Maskana of Gemara, that there's a chiluk between lach v'lach and yavish b'yavish. That in yavish b'yavish I say that the miyut is not command the leitei dami, it's command the yitei dami, but I have a right to ignore it. And if it's lach v'lach, there I say that it's command the leitei dami. That's why the Rambam says in one place that it has too much masa, the other place that it doesn't have too much masa. So the Mela, the Rambam, who distinguishes between lach v'lach and yavish b'yavish, regarding chiluk v'nir, it's just saying over straight the Marikurkis is pshat in the Rambam, which the Rambam got from the Maskanas HaGemara, right where it belongs, from Chayim Lav Chav Gimel, where the sugi is, where you say Chayim Zavinir enough. That's also Gimcha, it goes to Lav Gimel. So the Rambam learns Maskanas HaGemara is that you distinguish in Chayim Zavinir between Lav Talach and Yavim Biyar. No, but we don't accept that. We always assume that Kash is not the same. Oh, yes. All right. Rashbam and Kash is not about to go to two opinions, but the Kash is the same as the Yisra. And we generally accept the view that it's not the same. In fact, it's the same to quote Kash from your show. By Spari Shidron, but he writes the same reasons every time you want to go to Kash, he'll give you what to say. In the Varsha of the Shabbos, they took out from the Kash from your show, and every Mesista, and they printed in the back of every Mesista, the Terusin,
So all the Gemara's counseling. At the end of that, he says, in the Vilna Shas, they don't have. But in the Barsha of the Shas, they have in the end of every Mishnah, the sections from the Seder Kashas to Yishu. And every one. So this distinction is really quoted La Lach. Let's look between Lach, the Lach, and the other Giyam. The Shach, and the other day, the Sin of Reish, Tzadik, Tez, in the Reish Tzadik says the Zeruch has Kiloi Begodim quotes the Levush who says like that also. Shach doesn't like the Levush, he disagrees with him, but what the Levush says states Shon in the Agudah, the Agudah and Nidah, and that's Samah Halvim Beit and Nidah says like the Levush Dehainu that Taisus in the Rush developed the cloud, the Heta Loi Bokul. So then the body was bothered with Kashas from other Gemara, where it says that Heta is Bokul, so the Levush gives the parrot which says in the Agudah, and neither does somehow the Agudah was the Talmud of the Rosh. So the Agudah and the Rosh both say that this qual had to be had to lay bottle depends whether it's lach for lach or yovis be yovis. If it's lach for lach, then it is bottle. Because the nature of the people by lach for lach is completely different than from yovis be yovis. By lach for lach, the qual is that it's commandalated down. Even if it's had to be had, I still say commandalated down. But if it's yovis be yovis, where I say it's commandalated down, that it's there, but I have a right to ignore it. But then Allah has said that if it's Heta Beheta, you have no right to ignore it, for whatever reason. You have to look up the gate. Take a look in the shop. Where's the study test? Flying. They get shoveled both along. Have a garment of linen and one thread is wool.
If I have cold milk, cold milk, and I don't know how it is,
if you pulverize it,
it is
lach. Whenever there's blila, right? Kenach to kenach is lach to lach. Whenever there's blila, then it's lach to lach. Whenever there's just a taruba stuffage, if I don't know whether this is kosher, yeah, three pieces. So that's called yalu yalu. But whenever the mam is blended in together, there's a blila, then it's called lach to lach.
So now I take the milk and the
and I mix together cold.
So now I have to add
the puzzle. That would be called lach for lach.
And what would happen?
What would be? Shishma
and the
lace. Yeah, shishma. And then it's bottle. And then
the
lach for lach,
if
you write in
the
shishma. Lach for lach. If it's nice and calm, then you need shishma. Same
the
lace and calm, so you only need
shishma
in the
rabbonim. So you write in the shishma.
If it's nice and tam, no, the shishim, we assume that usually when you have shishim, it will no longer be nice and tam. But if you have salt, let's say you put a little bit of salt in a pot of six, so the salt is nice and tam, even bare shishim. So that's not bottle. Shishim is the average shear that you need to get rid of the tam. But sometimes it's less than shishim, sometimes more. Torah has a din of a boil nida. And this is Tarshim of Torah. Boil nida, it says in the Torah, it's a hini dot to olive. Same thing by boil zava. By boil zava ktano, is the question. The Zavah Khan is only Kamea herself, she marries Yom Kamea Yom. She's only Kamea for one day. So what if a man is a boil Zavah Khan, does he become Tommy for 7 days, or does he become Tommy for one day? So the Minhav Sinach writes an original Kiddush, but he becomes Tommy for 7 days. Yeah, she was a Zavah Gedoyla, and he boiled her on the last day, so he becomes Tommy for 7 days. You don't say Yala Leragla. You don't say he picks up from her. But what if her own tumor was only for one day? She was Zavah Tana. Zavah Tana to begin with is only for there for one day, and he boiled Zavah Tana. So the Mahasilat writes her here that his tumor exceeds her tumor. That he is Tommy for 7 days, even though her tumor was only for one day. The Yoshameach points out that the Raivin in his commentary on the Torah Kanim says not so. The Raivin on this topic has a very big Kiddush Nifla. He says, what if a man is boiled Zavah Tana? So he's only going to be Tommy for one day. But what happens after he was boiled Zavah Tana? So she had one Riyah on Sunday. He was boiled her on Sunday afternoon. She's only Tommy Shema Yom Kinei Yom, don't tell me for one day. And then she has another Riyan, Monday, another Riyan Tuesday, so she becomes a Zolot Zorah. But he's going to borrow her on Sunday. So the Rabbi says he got to wait. And if it turns out later that she becomes a Zolot Zorah, then he's coming for 7 days. You see two things from the Rabbi. Number one, you see that he holds not like he didn't have sinner, but the Zolot Zorah is not coming for 7 days, only coming for one day. Number two, the Rabbi holds the Chiddush Niflo and Zolot Zorah. As Zolot Zorah has 3 years to speak in 7 days, the Gemara has in Bava Kama, Bava Kapay, Tel HaKot with Hazav B'Riyas with Hazav B'Yomim. Hazav has 2 or 3 Riyas becomes Tamei, 2 Riyas makes him Tamei but no Kovim, 3 Riyas makes him Tamei with Kovim. So the 2 or 3 Riyas of the Zav don't have to be on 2 or 3 different days, it can be on the same day. But the Zav has to have on 3 different days. Places in need, they quote the Rav Tzadi one that they don't have to even be consecutive days. In places disagree, they say it's against the Gemara. The Zav and Zerba has to have 3 Riyas in Yudal Yom Shizim. Should they need the Mamida on 3 consecutive days? Not to any 3 days, any collection of 3 days in the year of the end, should they need the Mamida. So I call upon this din, that the Zav of the Dalila becomes Tmei if she has 3 consecutive Riyas. So the Pasha Pshat, one would normally think is, she has a Riyah on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, 3 strikes, and she's out. When is she out? The 3rd strike. When she has the Riyah on the 3rd day, she becomes the Zav of the Dalila. So the Raggit has the Chiddush Nikla, not true. If she has a Riyah on Sunday, and a Riyah on Monday, and a Riyah on Tuesday, so it's Tiglai, Lothar, and Afreya, that the Riyah on Sunday was a big Riyah. The Riyah that Alpi Din considered lasted, the Riyah on Sunday lasted for 3 days. I don't say the 3 different Riyahs. I say it's one long Riyah Alpi Din. The Riyah on the 2nd day in Surah for the 3rd day. The Riyah on the 3rd day in Surah for the 2nd day, which in turn is in Surah for the 3rd day. If she had a long Riyah that lasted for 3 days, so that Riyah that began on the 1st day is Mekami Her Shiva. That's Mekami Her Shinit Shiva Nikim. So that's for the man who would follow her on day number one. It's going to be Tamei for 7 days. Even at the time that he was borrowed her, she was only a Zolot Tamei, because later she will be Tamei. Zolot 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 Freya. The Chiddush Nitzvah, the right hand. The Chiddush Nitzvah?
It's Zolot Tamei. And then after that, she goes to the Mitzvah.
Nisha has
a
Riyah on Sunday, so she has to wait till Monday morning to go to the Mitzvah.
She goes Monday morning,
then she has a Riyah on Monday afternoon, so she says to the Tzvila in the Mitzvah.
Right.
Well, that's the din of the Gemara. No, that's the Gemara. That's not the Raivit's fault.
Okay.
The Raivit makes it understood better. According to the Raivit, we understand it very well why. We consider the Riyah on the 2nd day, Hemshech Riyah on the 1st day, so it's still going with yesterday's Riyah. According to the other Rishayim, it's not a Hemshech of the same year. It's a din that it's said that day, it's not a Yer Nafi. Rather, it's quite a Chiddush Nikla. What's the din if you assume?
What do you mean that
the Mitzvah is 1 Riyah? 1 Riyah, that lasts for 3 days? The Riyah on the 3rd day, the Mitzvah for the 2nd day, which in turn is the Mitzvah for the Riyah on the 1st day. She sees 3 different days, she becomes a Zolot Zorah. So the pastor says you have 3 Riyahs on 3 days, and the 3rd Riyah makes her a Zolot Zorah. Not that all 3 Riyahs on the Tzuruf Yachad, and it's one long Riyah, and from the beginning of the Riyah she was already Tanayah. I need the Riyah on the 2nd and 3rd day to demonstrate Lama Freya that the Riyah on the 1st day was a big Riyah. The Riyah on the 1st day was Matami her to require Shimon Ikin. Kosh Shad is not like the Riyah, that she becomes a Zolot Zorah Lama Freya. She becomes a Zolot Zorah. She has 3 Riyahs on 3 days. The Riyah holds no. The 3 Riyahs are one long Riyah. And from the beginning of the Riyah, the big Riyah was Matami her. I need the Riyah on the 2nd and 3rd day to demonstrate that the Riyah on the 1st day was a big Riyah. The whole new shot. No, it has to be very young. That's how you put it in the Kuba in the morning.
And, well, okay.
That's why she's not permitted to be with her husband. What's the din? Do you say mixtus hayom tikula by a boil nido? By a nido, you don't say mixtus tikula. By a zovro, you do say mixtus tikula on the 7th day. What about by a boil nido? There's a tilkul in the first parish in Yuma, and I'm dying. The Gemara has a shayla about it. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that you do say mixtus hayom tikula by the boil nido. Even though the Nida herself, you don't say Nida, she has to be terrible after the 7th day is over,
But the boil nidor can be tangled on the morning of the seventh day. That's what the Gemara comes to the conclusion. The Gemara goes back and forth, and the conclusion is that the Gusei makes sense to call it the Raivit.